Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, Dr. Listening, how you doing? You're listening to The Lil Show, that's London Improv Live, with me, your host, Talal Karkouti. I'm not going to spell that for you. Hi, how you doing, Dr. Listening, Professor Listening, Counselor Listening? I don't know what levels we have so far on the Patreon, but it's doing all right. Thanks to everyone who signed up to that. And, crazy week. We're trying not to get too topical because, this podcast is out a couple of weeks after we talk about it. So I'm not, it's Trump's inauguration today. So we're going to do our best to avoid talking about it all day.
One of our guests is looking like, you told us not to do that.
And you said don't date the podcast.
It's the same with the swearing rule, you know, fuck it.
Oh, sorry about that. Dr. Disney,
now the floodgates are open. There you go. I've done that for you.
So let's just get to it. Alex, you're here.
I am.
Hi,
again.
Barrett. Hi, mate. You good?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Always.
I've been doing Joe DiCeppo's job today.
Making guitars?
No, not making guitars. For those who don't know, Joe DiCeppo is a studio manager and producer and host here at k2kradio.com. And she spends Friday afternoons here producing other people's shows and doing the levels. And you might be very aware that I'm not the most fluent.
You're a bit cack-handed at it.
I was responsible for other people's shows today.
Oh, bet they sounded amazing.
My catchphrase today was like, you know how to edit, right? but we did all right. We did okay. But I made it through and I was very active. And right now I'm pretty hyper because I've been like
awake
at this level all day and awake all day.
Yeah, you're going to flag in the second half, I can tell.
Oh, no, don't say that.
I can tell.
No, don't say that.
See if you can listen to the exact point that Talal flags.
Okay, well, to prolong non-flagged presenting, let's push on.
Yes. Would you like to introduce your guests?
Yes, please.
Go on, then.
All right, then. Here we go.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Joining us in the studio today, a wonderfully talented stand-up comedian, musical artist, who I've met several times, mostly in Edinburgh. And this is the first time I've hung out with you in London. Actually, it's Rialina. Rialina is here.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Do we all get that intro music or am I a bumblebee?
No, everyone's going to have it.
Everyone
it's
gets
there
it. Okay,
now.
That's
it's playing right now.
It's there, it's going.
It's there, listen. There it is.
I just watched an 8-year-old girl play that on a violin on Ellen.
This song?
The other night on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Disgustingly talented.
Mm. And I was watching, have you heard of a concert, a band leader called Andrea Rieu? Andre Rieu?
I have, yes.
Yeah?
How do you, maybe? Are you going to spell that?
Mm.
No. Okay.
Spelling is not R-I-E-A-U. I think he's like maybe. Austrian.
Yeah. I watched him on Christmas Day.
Oh, he does every Christmas.
I had to.
And there was this little, he was playing in New York, Radio City Music Hall, and there was this little 8-year-old boy playing crazy violin as well, and it makes me angry actually to see people that talented.
I would like to point out that Talal did the mime for a ukulele, not a violin.
I was doing that.
He did that. He strummed.
Okay, sorry.
It had a lot of wrist.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't play violin. He did some finger picking. But yeah, because you're a musician, were you a child prodigy?
I think I was a normal child.
Okay,
so I progressed at a suitable rate.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it all depends on whether you practice or not. It's all down to practice, isn't it? That's all it is.
Yep.
I mean,
well, obviously.
Yeah.
And kids have more time than we do, don't they, to practice?
I finish sooner than others. I mean, not as soon as something. Like, you know, like some kids finish first, and I finished.
So you weren't the last one.
I wasn't the last. I wasn't the first, you know.
Okay. Where do you get your accent from, Ria?
Oh, there's this new shop called Tiger. Have you heard of it? They're a couple of quid. It's really nice. Really, yeah, smooth.
Ooh. I've been getting mine at Liberty up until now.
Overpriced, though. Yeah. You know what? Because they import them.
Yeah, I just go to the market for mine.
And mine are all shit.
Mine are terrible.
I'm paying loads and getting the worst quality. Well, okay, welcome. That's Ria Lena, everybody. Also here in the studio from C3 something, we have Carlene and Shem. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Hey. It's a pleasure. Well, hey, C3 something, a staple of London Improv, a standout training center and performance machine. You're another sausage machine, as I call them. You've created some of the best groups that we have in London.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
You referred to us as a staple, and I immediately thought that we're the one thing spoiling your view of the centerfold.
Mm. Oh. It's quite a good metaphor, that. I like that.
I went with rice.
What was that, Shem? You need to get a bit closer.
Oh, I went with rice.
Oh, right, okay. Staple foods.
Yep.
Rice, pasta.
I heard sausage. Am I the only one who heard sausage? I heard sausage.
Sausage machine. We're producing sausages.
Right, okay. I love a sausage.
That's basically just how we improvise in a row. Like, Shem will bring the meat and potatoes, the rice in the scene, and I'll make a knob joke, and then we're done.
And then someone else wraps it up in gut.
Yeah, Keith isn't here, but he's going to run in 5 minutes before the show finishes and edit us both. And then we'll exit.
Hi, Keith. He's been on the show many times. Keith Malder. Once or twice. How did I say many times?
He's been on enough times.
Cool. So Shem, meat and potatoes. Carly, knob joke. Ria, finishing not last. And
Alex sat here.
Okay, that's Hello. What we've got to look forward to on today's Lil Show. That's our guest. Okay, that's enough of that. All right, let's get on with it, shall we?
No, when did we transition from Ride of the Valkyries to Star Wars?
That's what I stopped it so quickly. I was confused by that.
It was very near the beginning, I think, of Star Wars. That was it's a bit lame.
Hey, songs don't last forever, man. They end, and then the other songs begin. That's the kind of... Oh.
That's life, isn't it?
Speaking of Princess Leia.
Oh. Ouch. My son asked me today who my favorite Star Wars character was, and I had to go with Princess Leia. Mm. And he went, "No, I meant Jedi." And I went, "Wasn't she kind of? She's in the family."
She's Force sensitive, right?
Right, she's Force adjacent. Mm. Uh-huh. But are there no female Jedis? Except, what's coming. Yeah.
But they're not
coming
in the movies, though. In that council.
All about Rey. Excuse me.
Like, is that the whole point of rebooting the franchise?
Yeah, that's what's coming.
She ain't Jedi yet. We've got that to look forward to.
Look forward to is a very strong term. We've got that to re-experience.
Uh-huh. Oh, what do you have?
No, I have no views, and I don't think anyone should ever discuss Star Wars on the podcast.
Okay, it's kind of we won't be the first ones to do it.
That's exactly why no one should ever discuss Star Wars on the podcast.
Oh, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Star Wars?
Yeah, just go deep. Let's go hard on Star Wars. Yeah, all right, that's what people need.
We get real here. You know, it's been talked about, but no one ever gets real about Star Wars.
I want to see them play it out exactly. I want it to be just like Luke. She has to have 17% less Jedi Force than he does, but aside from that, it's all identical.
17%. It's like that in the old days.
That's a wage gap joke, right?
Standard wage gap joke.
Is that what the wage gap is? 17%.
That's an in-house edit. You know when you get noted by your teammate on stage? That was a standard wage gap joke. No, I'll aim for being above standard, boys, but at the moment I'm hitting standard.
Can I just say kudos to you, because I did not know that was the wage gap. So I've learned today, and I'm better for it.
Well, there we go. It was worth coming, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just for that. Just for that fact.
Glad we brought up Star Wars. Okay.
No, we've got no more hot takes on Star Wars. Surely there must be like some like other unexplored rocks.
It's a finite universe, my friend. It's a finite universe.
I've just got a text in, actually. It says, how dare you? Star Wars is infallible, unbeatable, and always going to be the greatest series, no matter how bad the movies are. Never say anything bad about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is that from Carrie Fisher?
If the movies are bad, there is no series. No. What's left?
It was from me. I just sent it while I was sassy. Yep.
I was about to say...
I didn't want to use my big boy voice. So I just thought I'd use it in the text and let you do it. You'd be my speaker.
I was going
to
say posthumous text.
Posthumous.
But then I thought of post-hummus text and then getting hummus all over your phone. Is that a thing? Is there anything there?
I got chili on my phone the other day.
Okay.
I think you need to bring in Baba Ganoush to just round it out.
Yes, you do.
There we go. All right, let's move on. Let's do a nice warm-up game. Let's get warmed up before we get into the scenes. And we're going to warm up today with the blues. I've got my harmonica. It's good to start with the blues because we start on a low and there's only up from there. You know what I mean? So it's time to ask our guest, you know, what's anything been getting you down this week? Something we can base a blues around? Guys, what's been getting you down?
I lost a receipt for something that was still in warranty, so that's been driving me mad this week because I've been looking everywhere for it.
Details, please.
Bluetooth headphones, overpriced, but at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, there was only one shop open. I won't name them. It's not fair. But so I went into the shop and just went, I need headphones, and that's all I had. So I spent £50 on them. And then they broke this month. And wow. I discovered from my bank statement that I'd bought them in February. So I'm like, I can get it. I can get this replaced, which it never happens. I never get anything. I never go back and couldn't find my receipt.
Frustrating. Could you not use your bank statement? Was that some places do accept it?
That makes it a happy ending. He asked me for stuff.
No, you haven't
got
done it
down.
Though yet, have you?
Well, I did actually go to the shop and they did find me the original purchase and reprint out the receipt. But that's not the point. You said what got me down this week.
Thanks for wasting our time, Rhea.
It was a simple question. I've ruined the whole thing. I do apologize.
Alex, why did you have to?
You gotta know when to stop, man.
I just, you know.
Have I talked about my favorite Arabic saying on
probably,
this show before?
Probably, yeah, you probably have.
There's a saying called...
Every show you talk about saying, Arabic things.
There's a saying called...
Go on, do it.
I'm doing it.
I'm listening.
There's a saying that goes, "Lad tenkosha
alayt." Oh, yes, the one, yeah.
Which means, don't finger the sewage. It's like, if you finger the sewage, you'll release the bad smells and all the badness from it. And that's exactly what you just did there, Alex.
I did,
didn't
I?
You ruined a good blues story.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is what Rhea was telling us is a pile of shit.
With this metaphor, it represented by the sewage.
I think there's scope. They don't have to do, as you know, we don't have to use the entire thing to the setup of the blues. It could be, I've lost the receipt, blah, blah, blah.
I just want to make it clear that wasn't me criticizing your story. That was definitely the voice criticizing your story.
No, what I got from that is that what I had done is rewrapped it and tried to present it in as nice a way as possible.
Yeah, and what I did was
what you did was
I destroyed it with my finger.
With your fingers.
I like how I'm excluded from the boys. It's very emasculating, but it's very on brand for like my entire existence.
Oh well,
Shem's almost graduated to man. He's nearly there.
What's the last point? What's the last bit?
He's in that sort of like tween bit, like you guys are the boys, and he's at the tween. You know, we're still waiting for the second ball to drop, but he's on his way.
Okay, the second ball.
How are you going to celebrate when it does drop, Shem?
See, I'm picturing.
There's going to be. Oh, wait, no, please. I want to see what your picture is for my existence.
Again,
no, please.
I've put
my
finger in the sewage.
Yes, Alex.
That's how I was going to celebrate by fingering some sewage, but you tell me what you think my existence should be. No, please.
We were going to see some amazing comic timing
And then I was going to ruin it by saying something like, I was picturing, like, the, you know, in New York Times Square.
Look, put this slide whistle in your mouth and shut up.
Slide whistle, comedy gold.
Like when you get a note from a teammate, like there, like the comedy gold of a slide whistle. Yeah, like one of those cyclical burns.
You're supposed to blow it.
Yeah,
if it doesn't make noise, that just looks disturbing.
Listener can't see what I'm doing there. So let's. You're going to play slide whistle solo during this blues. We're going to do a blues about struggling to returning goods, not being quite a man yet, or not being labeled as a man yet, whether that's just or not. And people criticizing, you're accusing me of. I thought I was a very clever metaphor, but I wasn't calling her story a piece of shit. That's not what I meant by it. Or anything, you know. So whatever, there you can include any of that in the blues. Alex, you're going to start off for us.
I'll start off.
We'll go around the circle. Sing as much or as little as you like.
I'm second or am I last?
You're second.
I'm second.
I normally finish
it
off.
All right, fine. Okay.
But I don't have to. Yeah, but okay. Sing as much or little as you like at your own pace, whatevs.
I've never done this before either, so don't feel like... Yeah, I can see you already like, I'm not the improviser.
Yeah, I've done it multiple times. I'm still bad, so here we go. Well, I bought a shirt and that son of a bitch, it didn't fit. So I searched for my receipt and I can't find it. I'm gonna go to that shop now and just protest and chain myself to the table and won't leave until I get a refund on it. Told you I was bad. Take it.
Yeah, it's my turn. This will rhyme in a minute. Hang on. So I bought a pair of headphones. Turned out they were a bit shit. So I went back to the store and I... Oh, they're plural. But I tried to return it. Them. It. But it was a misogynist store. They said I can't return them cause I don't have the right bits.
I'm passive aggressive. It sounds like a compliment, but I switch. I lead in with politeness, but then you realize I'm a bitch.
She's a bitch, she's a bitch.
If you hear me compliment you, then you know I never meant it, and I'm stabbing you in the back while smiling in your face.
Slide whistle solo! That's enough of that.
Misa, Jar Jar Binks, and me like to take back my copy of Force Awakens. It no good.
No good. It's no good.
Where's the fun playful aliens? And the anti-Semitic tones.
Anti-Semitic tones.
Oh, please harmonize on anti-Semitic tones one more time, please. Go.
Anti-Semitic
tones.
Judge out.
I wanna be a Jedi, but I'm a girl.
He's a girl.
Wanna be a Jedi, but I'm a girl.
He's a girl with lots and bits and slaps and so on.
But in 2016,
15,
looks like they'll give it a whirl.
17, I think he means 17.
Lexi playing a new trick.
New trick on the
trick.
Hey,
very cool.
Never too young to, never too old to, never too middle aged. Never forget it.
Okay.
Oh, finger it, Alex. Finger it.
I fingered that sewage.
Well done, everyone. Okay, we're feeling nice and warmed up. Everyone good?
Yep.
Punky Dory.
Okay.
Pucker.
All right, right on. Let's move on to our first.
Oh, hello.
To our first official improv portion of the show. It's a little something called Newsish. That's right, it's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we take a news story from the week and then we talk about that news story from the week and then we do some improv based on what we talked about from that news story or from the week. Alex Sivrai, what you got?
Well, apparently there is a humiliating reason drivers keep pulling over for Morrison's delivery vans. Basically, everyone thinks they're ambulances, apparently. When we say everyone, we mean, of course, a lot of people on social media, say The Mirror. But anyway, it's a thing.
As always, Newsish is sponsored by The Mirror.
Always sponsored
news.
By The Mirror because they've got a weird news section. The news is weirder than most.
Makes our job easy.
Even paramedics get it wrong, as in the case with Claire Thulis. Claire, who works for the Yorkshire Ambulance Service, recently posted an amusing incident on Facebook in which she explains how she accidentally got into a Morrison's van while out on a call. Fortunately, a crew member, Gil Johnston, was also on the scene, and they were able to avoid any food-based medical mishap. It shows the tweet with a picture of an ambulance parked behind the Morrison's van. They are the same colour. I mean, that is quite something.
Rare. That is proper.
I mean, obviously, yeah. The Morrison's van has pictures of bakers on it, not doctors, but yeah. Her tweet.
So she tried to resuscitate a packet of ham or something.
Yeah. Her tweet basically says, so last night I took getting into the wrong ambulance to a whole new level. Luckily, my lovely crewmate managed to catch the moment, so I'd never live it down. Worryingly true story. Unfortunately, the person died. They were trying to save. Oh. I could be. No, I'm wrong there. I don't know. But yeah, so apparently, the fact that it says Morrison's in big letters and has pictures of bakers on the side of it is not enough for people not to think it's an ambulance.
I think, to be fair, it's the gurney in the back that throws everyone.
It's got to be.
You know.
Yes, yes.
Why can't they just deliver in boxes like everybody else?
Yeah, well, let's get on a gurney.
Rolling it into your house on the back of a
trolley. Well, it's luxury. It's not actually a gurney. It's a bed. It's one of those new beds that fold into a box that comes packaged in a... What are they called again?
Hunting for sponsorship.
Yeah.
Always.
But it's a luxury bed. They've got 4,000 ply Egyptian cotton thread.
4,000?
Ply. Imagine if your bed sheets came in plies. And so they're serving
like
the food
toilet
up
paper.
on the luxury bed. Any thoughts, C3, something on that?
I'm interested to hear that there are levels of getting into the wrong ambulance.
Yeah.
You took getting into the wrong ambulance to a new level.
That's right. What's the, yeah.
Before that, was she just sitting in the little truck outside Morrison's with like 20p trying to figure out why her patient wasn't going anywhere?
Level
she
one.
Rocked backwards and forwards.
Yeah. I think probably the level below that is like two ambulances at the scene and you've got in the wrong one. I guess that might be one of the levels. Mm-hmm. But.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Could it be
no...
a literal that she's just never stepped up all the way into it before? So she's almost stepped up, but this was, you know, this was taking it to a new height.
Mm-hmm. The first time she got in. She actually got into the Morrison's van, probably.
Yeah.
She
probably knocked on the door a few times.
All the rest of the time, she's like, oh, that's a car, that's not mine. Oh, that's a bike.
Yeah,
but then that's a dog.
It tricked her.
Yeah,
when did her partner stop her? Did he not after they'd done two deliveries and then went, okay, this is enough?
Probably.
I think this is a deliberate move by Morrison's to help their deliveries get there quicker.
Yeah,
and make their customers happier.
Sirens will be next.
What can they get away with? All right, great stuff, Alex. Thanks for the story. If our guests would care to initiate a scene or anything, whatever you want.
This isn't an ambulance. This is the 63 bus, and I put my pram here fair and square. I don't care if you're bringing a gurney on. I'm not moving it.
But this guy needs medical help. There's nothing else I can do at the moment. He needs to stay on. Look, he's dying. We need to get him there.
Look, this is a public transport bus, and that means it's for everybody. I'm a member of the public just like him. I'm not saying you can't bring him on. I'm just professing my rights to be here.
This doesn't look like an ambulance, mate.
Look, it's the best I could do, right? It's the best I could do at this moment in time. Yeah? You're going to like it or love it. It's 12 more stops. Just stop moaning. Look, I'll move over
single ticket, please.
Oh, yeah, single ticket for him. Thank you. Look, I'll move over to one side and let you on, okay? Is that okay? Is that okay?
I mean, I'm happy to share. I don't want to come across like a terrible person.
No.
But I'm not going to fold up my pram for this.
Mate, you should get an Oyster card. Or like just go contactless. Like it means you can just, like it's accumulated into your bank account. So you can just make as many journeys as you want.
Yeah, I know. But I haven't got around to it. Yeah, I just haven't got round to it.
I would have done it. My Oyster card's in my trousers, but my legs are over there.
Yeah.
You should take those on the bus with you. Like that feels like a really. I just work for TfL.
Just pick up my leg and rub it on the card reader.
Fine.
I'm sorry. I don't want to come across like a bad person. But if your legs are separate to your body, I'm not giving up two seats for you. Okay? Because that's just not fair. One person, one seat. This is a peak hour bus. It's very full.
All right.
Ding, 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 driver. Hello. Are we going to get moving? You know, some of us have places to be.
All right, yeah, moving on. Next stop, Tottenham, Hale.
Let me put the brakes on the bed, for God's sake.
The bus moves on, and then it stops at the next stop, and we see who gets on now.
Sorry, just getting a shopping delivery on.
Sorry, my van broke down. Oh, boxes. Oh, boxes.
You're going to have to move up, I'm afraid. Sorry. Move.
Oh, what the fuck's going on here? Shit, his legs are off.
It's all right. It's fine. We'll sort them out. It's okay.
Just keep that blood off these oranges.
Seats are available on the upper deck.
Okay, look, again, I'm sorry. I don't... I'm not making problems. I'm not. But I'm just saying that I am vegetarian, so it offends me that you've just stacked all of that raw meat up by my feet.
Oh, look, sorry, lass. Look, if I don't make this delivery in the next 40 minutes, it's going to be... We're going to have to give it to him for free, all right? And, my van's broke. What can I do about it?
You should consider drone technology. Like, again, I just work for TfL, but, like, Amazon Prime now can deliver cheese within an hour. So
Amazon!
Yes.
Fuck Amazon. Morrison's True Blue British Shopping.
Okay, look, again, I'm sorry. This is a public bus. There are children here. You can't be using that kind of language.
Swearing,
I'm not, I don't want to make problems.
Ding, 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 ding. Excuse me. If you don't get your legs behind the line, the bus driver isn't going to move on. Some of us have places to be.
Sorry, I'll move them. Sorry.
All right, next stop. Shepherd's Bush. It's a long one, guys. The bus moves on. Okay, it gets to the next stop.
Hello, please move along. We need to get this body on here.
Wait, I'm in Shepherd's Bush on the other side of London. I have a family. What's going on?
This is the express, mate. Get off or sit down.
If it's moving that fast, I can't get off.
Do I need to get a ticket for the dead body?
Let me have a look.
He's in a coffin.
Again, like contactless. It just means you can like simply and easily... Well,
I know. I'll tell you what, I'll pay for him and I'll just walk in front of the bus really slowly.
How old is the dead body?
At recent...
How old was the person when they died?
Sorry, again, it's me. You don't have to answer that question. If you have a pension card, you can show it, but you don't have to tell your age to anybody.
Oh, well...
I'm not trying to cause problems, I'm just saying.
I mean, you can have a look if you like, see if you can judge the face.
Ding, ding, ding. Excuse me, is this bus still getting to Lewisham in the end?
Yes. Get on, sit down, sit
Wait,
down.
Lewisham, South London, that's so far! I can't... Right.
It's the express!
Okay, I'm going to walk in front of the bus really slowly, yeah? I do my things.
Oh, bloody hell. Look, mate, we've all got families. Just sit down or get off. Next stop.
I don't have a family.
Finchley Road.
Would anyone here like to be my family?
Okay, look, again, I don't want to make problems, but I'm just saying that, like, if I wanted to have a family as an independent woman, I would choose to have a family. And because I've chosen not to have children, I'm certainly not interested in getting involved with you.
Okay, I'm a dependent woman. Oh, someone's about to ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Why the heck does a woman with no kids have a pram in the way of the gurney? I need to get places.
Can I put my legs in your pram?
Will your legs be my family?
No.
Oh, God, well, you've all been talking. We've sailed right past Lewisham, and that was my stop. Now I'm going to have to take the 4 seconds it takes to go round again.
Yeah, we've gone past the hospital as well now. This is not good.
Yeah, that's right. Next stop, Lewisham again.
Damn.
This is me. Ding, ding. Thanks,
Wait, the bus moved to Lewisham twice?
Yeah, we go around a circle to get this lass off.
Warm. Doctor Who suddenly appears right in the middle of the bus.
Ding, 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 let me back on. I'm a big fan. Let me back on.
Is this where the Globetrons are hidden? What is this strange place? Seems like some sort of transport vehicle filled with peasants.
Hey, mate, does that thing go to the hospital?
Actually, yes. My next stop is X173 Hospital.
Can I wheel this man on?
Just get me there quick. I'm bleeding out.
Go on.
Sure, I'm a doctor. Get on. It's harm.
To be honest, there's plenty of room in there, isn't there? You can probably all get on there.
The Globetrons are gonna...
What?
You look like you could do with the family.
Well, I'm missing a sidekick. What are your skills?
I'm good at painting, but shouldn't you find your missing sidekick? That sounds like something that should concern you.
No, I fired her. I need a new one.
Oh, then you don't have a sidekick. You're not missing one. A missing sidekick is a sort...
No, I missed her.
Police! There's police on this bus.
Yeah, what's going on here? What do you need?
What is all this?
Ding, ding, ding. I'll be your sidekick.
I'm going to take that bloody bell away from you. I'm going to take that bell away from you.
It's the only way to get attention when you're small and slight and pretty and get into trouble so that you have to move the plot forward by making the doctor come back and save you.
What are your skills?
Getting in trouble and making people have to come save me.
Jump on! Bring those legs! You, take that man, the rest of him on.
Right, okay.
You need that shopping delivered? Fuck it, I'm doing jobs. I'm taking an all on. Pilot in the TARDIS! And everyone gets in the TARDIS. The TARDIS fucks off and the bus is empty. And it rolls off to its next stop, which is Hull City Centre.
Hey, who's driving this bus? There's an empty bus going through Hull City Centre.
You'll never know. All right, that was Newsish. Well done, everyone. Newsish, have we got time for our next segment? Yes, we do. All right, let's move swiftly on to a little something we call Daddy Issues.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
That's right, it's time for Daddy Issues, the portion of the show where I do a pre-recorded interview with my pups, Mustafa Karkuti, and then I talk to him normally about his upbringing or his youth. He's an interesting man, he's done a lot. Compared to past Daddy Issues we've had, today's one is actually quite relatable and quite normal and verging on tedious.
Compared to the others.
Yeah. No, normally it's all quite action-packed and all about...
Yeah, it is. He's led a very exciting life.
And today it's about the time he moved to England, the first time he came to the UK.
And his life slowed down to nothing.
He became one of us. And this is quite a good... The reason why I'm introducing it so much is because there's no pre-interview. It's all just him. I did this one over the phone, Alex, and I couldn't figure out how to record my voice. I recorded his voice.
Okay.
So I asked him to include the question in the answer, and I chopped it up and edited it and made it into a nice thing. So we're going to cut straight to my dad.
Yep.
My question was, the word suggestion we had was bartender. And he was a bartender, so I asked him straight, "Are you a bartender?" once, and he... went into this, so this is Daddy Issues. Enjoy.
It was back in the early 70s, early 73, late 73, after my arrival to London. It was, in fact, the first job which saved my life. I had three nights. One of them, it was Saturday, which I loved because it was really, really busy. And there were a lot of tips, and always prefer the cash tips, because sometimes they buy you drink, and always answer back. I said, "Well, look, guys, I'm not allowed to drink behind the bar. So in that case, you have it later." So they pay for it. So I always end up with the good tips at the end of the night, which was nice, anyhow. Especially there was one customer who used to drink Guinness, pint of Guinness. And he had his own pint in the bar, his own glass. At the moment I see him coming into the door, I immediately get his glass and fill it up. By the time he arrived at the bar to stand, his pint is ready there. So you'll see his big smile on his face. He was the most generous tipper. So that was good. The drinking culture has certainly changed. In those days, we didn't have, maybe we had one odd customer, a client, who would drink till he faint. But nowadays, probably 50% of clients who go to bars, they keep drinking till they fall, till they faint. So I'm against this kind of drinking culture. I drink to enjoy myself and enjoy the conversation with the company I'm in or I'm with. But our Guinness guy was very reasonable. He was a working class man. He was, I think, a builder. And he would have about 2-3 pints, maybe 4 sometimes in the weekend when he's not working next day. But he will still be awake and reasonably standing on his feet, and you could carry conversation with him. In those days, I didn't see a lot of these people. Nowadays, you see a lot of them around. That's really what I'm against. In the 60s, in my earlier stint, if you like, in London, when I lived in London for a year and 10 months. So I did work as a waiter. So you give the customer after meal a cheese board. So I used to go to the fridge, pick selection of cheese, and there was one kind of cheese which was smelly all the time. So I put this aside most of the time. Later on, I started to throw them away because of that horrible smell. So one particular customer was so adamant he wanted Camembert cheese. So I went to the manager, Mr. Steele, I remember his name, said, well, look, this fellow wanted Camembert. Do we have it? I said, of course we do. He took me to the fridge. He saw nothing there because I already threw them away. And next to the fridge, there was a box full of Camembert. You know, the Camembert, the little round one. And they opened. He said, here you are. But I said, they are smelly. I said, they are supposed to be like that. I said, yes, okay, fine. Of course, I didn't tell him that over the last 2 months I was throwing away all the Camembert cheese. However, it was good. Very costly lesson to me.
All right, that was Daddy Issues.
Oh my God, your dad's delightful.
He's sweet.
Threw the Camemberts away.
Yeah, he's since grown. That was his first encounter with interesting cheeses in the Syria. It's very simple, white, plain cheeses. The most kind of taste in cheese is halloumi that we really deal with over there. There's a few exceptions, but yeah, it's his first encounter with Camembert. But yeah, now he loves all that stinky, veiny, blue stuff. Yeah.
Are we still talking cheese?
We're talking about what that interview. Any questions or whatever you want to talk about, yeah? Anything? Any notes? Or do you want to jump straight into a scene?
What's his favourite cheese? Now? I suppose I'd have to ask him, wouldn't I, really?
Yeah, I think it is Camembert.
I like Camembert.
He really likes
it. It's just not really pertinent to it. I just like to get it.
And cheese is such an improv kind of avoiding. You avoid it in improv.
You avoid cheese
when you can. Like, it's in terms of suggestions, it's a really common suggestion to get cheese.
Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to this party. I got a new type of cheese. It smells.
Thanks for bringing us, man. Cheers, man.
Hey, you guys are my closest friends. So I brought like some of the finest.
Dude, I feel the same, man. I don't know about you guys. That's really nice.
Yeah, we're pretty tight knit, aren't we?
Wait,
this smells exactly like a 47-year-old man mid-divorce. It's some of the finest cheese that I could find.
Oh yeah, you can really get the. There's even the subtle hint of leather, but like not too much leather. It's like enough to cover an elbow.
You can really smell the desperation and confusion.
Oh my God.
Oh, what's up?
This is just so beautiful. Like, we've been friends for so long, and I knew that you loved me, like, sweaty teenage boy. But I didn't know until this moment just how important we were to you. That's so special.
Oh, look at that.
We'll have a little sweaty teenage boy for dessert.
But you've got that too.
Oh,
like, does each cheese here have its own unique flavour?
Why would you have a bunch of cheeses with the same flavour? Like, Jeff, we're cheese aficionados.
Yeah.
That's why we're friends.
It's not Syria.
I just wanted... of course it's not. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because...
Pause on that remark. Yeah. That's such a... Why do you always...
Well, because he always brings it up.
Not Syria.
It's not Syria.
Khaled, look.
I've done it again.
Khaled, that's your catchphrase. It's not Syria.
We don't all know about your Syrian background. We don't know what it's like in Syria.
Well, these cheeses aren't Syria, okay. Right? That television's not Syria. And that painting is definitely not Syria.
Pretty much everything around... In fact, the only round thing around here that's Syria, Khaled, is you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But...
You always have to bring up your Arabness.
All
like,
right.
Why do you have to bring it up all the time?
This is a conversation starter, isn't it? Okay. I was like, that's not Syria.
But the point I was trying to make,
before Khaled, like, just shoehorned it in.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't tell us what all the flavours were, because I thought I could try and guess if I had tried one. Maybe I could try and figure out what the taste is meant to be.
We're cheese aficionados.
Yeah, and I want to taste it. I want to practice my muscle, my cheese tasting muscle.
Shall I get the
wine? Hey guys, sorry I'm late. Hey. I brought the cracker. Hi. No, I brought this. You asked for this mixed box of crackers. Mm-hmm. Why did you ask me to take out the au pair flavored crackers? I don't get it, but I brought them. So, what is that smell?
No, that was really inappropriate. Come on, you know about
Halid. Stop! Pair. I know you're about to say those crackers. I can see it on your tongue.
You know, if you look at the ingredients, you know, and you look at the where it's made. Just saying.
Wait a second, Michelle. Why do you just react like that to the cheeses?
Aren't you I mean, I know that we are, you know, cheese aficionados. Yes. I just never had this one. Am I right? Is this a new level of desperation?
It's a 47-year-old man, mid divorce. Yeah. He's just seen his kids playing with the new guy.
As this sentence is said, we angle in on the character that's just entered. She's nodding her head and looking thoughtful, but as we close in on her handbag, we can see poking out of the top are cheese strings and Dairy Lee triangles.
I totally understand why the au pair crackers are not appropriate for this tasting. I'll just keep those. I'm sure I can find some child.
They may go like with those sweaty teenage boy ones. I don't know yet. They might go with those.
I'll tell you what. Last one in, first one to taste. Yeah, should we get Michelle to try out?
You know our rule. Last one in, first one to taste.
Yeah, it's not serious.
Yeah, grab a knife, Michelle.
Khaled, we know it's not serious.
Yeah, so do I. So I keep saying it.
This is so sweet. Which cracker should I have it on, though? I mean, what do we think is best for
my divorce? You're kidding. You know which cracker.
No.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go with sports car cracker. Sports car cracker.
That's already present in the cheese. You want to complement it with
this is a 47-year-old man going through a divorce.
You don't think he has a sports car?
Of course. Okay.
You have to go it's okay. You have to go for like
new to this.
News anchor man.
Yeah.
That's just being taken over by a younger pro.
I'm sorry. Did you say you're new to this?
Well, I'm
friends.
So grateful that you guys let me into the group. I'm just trying to catch up. You've had so much more experience than I have. I mean, like last week, you know, with the suicidal woman in her 30s because she can't find someone to, and then the last night
that
she
delicious.
Froze,
was
amazing.
Defrosted.
I could just taste the self-hatred.
Yep. But it's weird. You just ran out of the room as soon as you tasted that one. And we're like, that cheese really affected her. That's
It just reminded me I needed to check that my fridge was still plugged in.
It's fine. Just ease yourself in.
Okay.
Ease yourself in.
An honor, guys. Yeah. Such an honor.
Do what you think's best. We won't judge you in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay.
And she starts to motion and pick up bits and try bits.
And we can see that around. We pan around and they're all like writing on scorecards with big pens, and they have like an Olympic level timer. Next to them.
Oh my goodness. Oh, guys, you know what? You know what I'm getting? This sensation in my mouth as I eat this 47-year-old mid-divorce cheese. Yeah. It's like a sensation of, what is it? As I roll it around my mouth, it's like, what is it? It's gratitude. That's what it's gratitude. Oh my goodness, I'm getting
okay, Barry.
Real,
I'm so sorry, but I can't stay at this party anymore. I can't watch a newbie. Destroy the gift that you gave us all. I'd rather just walk away than witness this.
I'm just getting a real overwhelming sense of gratitude as it slides down my throat.
We cut to that evening and Michelle's on her own in her apartment and she's got a book about mysterious and flavorful cheeses around the world. She looks pretty stressed and she's doing her studying and she's on the phone with her friend.
So, I wasn't wrong. It's supposed to taste like gratitude when I eat the cheese.
Look, are you sure you're not in over your head here, Michelle? Look, like I know your investigative report is important to you, but what are you really trying to crack here with these underground cheese tasters?
I just don't believe that. I just don't. You know, all these complex flavors. It's like when they say that wine has a nose. I'm thinking someone's lost a nose for wine to have a nose. You know, and it's the same with the cheese.
Look, that's your shtick. You're the flavor cynic. I know. You know. You believe in simplicity in food and just the basics. But look, if you're truly going to infiltrate this group, you're either going to need to study hard, or find some way of fooling them.
We cut to the next week at the group, and we can see she's wearing we can see she's wearing a wire, and then outside the party surrounded the Bergerac style, there's just an assortment of cheese experts and like an FBI van.
Okay. Around the party, all of the guests, instead of wearing normal clothes, are now wearing eye masks to cover their faces and capes over their bodies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of East Finchley Cheese Group, today we are going to try and try the ultimate cheese test. I've printed out the instructions here. We're all blindfolded. Very good. Now, hopefully we've all memorized the layout of the table.
Testing, can you hear me?
Reading you loud and clear. Reading you loud and clear.
Okay, great.
Hopefully we've memorized the layout of the table, and when the timer starts, we are to put together the best cracker and cheese assortment.
None of the other guests are willing to tell the host that their eye masks have eye holes cut in them. He is the only one blindfolded.
And 3, 2, 1, go! Oh, cut, slice, taste. Wrap. And we cut to the van and the instructions they're feeding Michelle through her earpiece. Yes. Okay. It's the knife with the rounded edge. Okay. Make sure you use that one.
Ding, 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 ding. Sorry, is this going to Lewisham?
Oh, what's what? This ain't a bus, mate.
Sorry, I need to get to Lewisham.
Come on. We are going to Lewisham after this, aren't we? Come on, we can do this.
What do you know about cheese?
Nothing. I just need to get to Lewisham.
Get out of here!
I need
official business. Get out.
Okay, I've picked up the rounded. What you said, knife.
Yes, that's to spread
like
the chutney.
It looks
the
like knife, a spoon.
That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. For the chutney. The pronged knife is for the cheeses.
Come on, guys. She can't do it. You know she can't do it. I'm armed.
Give her a chance.
Let me get in there.
Give her a chance. Calm down. Look, she needs.
Wait
this.
A second.
I'm telling
look
you.
Look at the video feed. And then they see the video, and actually Michelle's doing it like a pro. She's actually doing it smoother and slicker than the rest. And,
wow.
And people peeking through their eye holes can notice this.
Mm. Yeah. This is Syria.
Good call, guys. It Good is. Call on replacing all the cheese with camembert. Good call.
And time! All right, you can remove your masks now, guys. Oh, God, mine's a mess. Oh. I'll never make chairman.
What happened to yours?
Look at ours. Oh, top job.
Oh, my God.
I was so emotional about the cheers I had to leave the room. Did I miss that this was finally Syria?
Yeah, you did. And to be honest, I'm quite chuffed that it is Syria, finally.
We cut back to the van and we hear them saying Syria over and over again. They're saying Syria now! It's not just about cheese, it's bigger than all of us! We have to go! Come on, it's
Wait, this van is all the way in Syria? I need to get back to Lewisham!
Okay, we'll bring it around again. One more time.
ISIS bomb scene end.
Is that your standard edit?
Yeah,
is
that's it.
ISIS bomb scene end.
It's good. Syria now. Okay. What are you right, saying?
Cool. It ends every sketch like that. Every scene.
Any comedy song requests? Shem, what's your favourite comedy song of all time, if you had to pick one now?
Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Carlene, what's your favourite comedy song of all time, if you had to pick one? Or Rhea. Oh,
I don't get like to get tied to a favourite because my tastes change over time.
Can
but
I play
I'll
one of your
tracks? Comedy. Are you allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah?
On the radio, we won't make the podcast.
Oh, okay. How do you do that? Yeah. How about, I mean, I know, like, we don't want to place the podcast in time
or
place.
Oh, no, but it's not Christmas. You made a Christmas album this year.
I did a Christmas album.
And it's available to buy. And, you know, Christmas comes around once a year, I think. So.
It's available to buy? Gosh, if I wanted to buy it, where could I get it?
Good question, Carlene.
Or, well, if you wanted to support me, you can buy it on like iTunes and Amazon. But if you wanted to just listen to it over and over and over again, Spotify.
Okay.
Or both. I mean, buy it and listen to it
but
over
surely
and over again.
You have to do to that.
I'm going to Spotify.
All right.
Now.
Cool.
Yeah.
But surely
that'll get me 0.00000001 of a penny every time you play. One
so
of the
yeah, support. Comedy, support independent comedy especially, and buy people's stuff, including Rhea Lena Christmas for Adults, A Mother's Lament. Now, considering the time of year, which song would you like us to play off this album? It is a Christmas album, but we'll just...
Don't date the podcast. Don't date the podcast.
Oh my gosh, I'm so impressed. What about... Santa Claus can't. Oh, I don't know. You see, this is the thing. They're all my babies. I love all my babies.
Okay, shall I get Alex to pick one?
Because these are quite, the last two are quite long. So I would say one, two, or three is what I would say.
I will say two.
All right, Santa Claus Cancelled Christmas.
I'll say whatever Alex said as
well. By Ria Lina. And we'll be back after this, maybe another song with Shem Pennant, Carlene McDermid, and Ria Lina. Alex Sivright and me, Talak Al-Kuti. See you in a bit.
For all the snails you smashed in the garden, for all the times that you refused to take a bath, for all the dishes you left on the table, for all the times you hurt your brother for a laugh, for all the lost homework that made me late, for all the back chat and the broccoli you hate, remember your behavior counts towards one special day. And there's one man who's determining your fate. I'm sorry, but Santa Claus cancelled Christmas. This year he's had to be twice as tough.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Bing, 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 bing. Are you thinking that you might die alone?
Yes!
Do you sit in your house and wonder why everybody has something to do tonight but you?
Every goddamn day!
Are you saying things that you think might be funny but no one's there to hear you?
I have a 7-foot dick!
You're a born improviser. Come to the land of milk and honey, where everyone's as big a loser as you. You'll still be alone, but now we can be alone together.
Oh, these people are almost like my friends.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
London Improv Live. It's the best show ever. My cat loves Improv Live, and he's a right c***.
Yes, welcome back to London Improv Live, the Lil Show, or TLS, as me and Luke have started calling it.
Have you now? Oh, that's nice of you.
TLS?
I won't be doing that.
It's too many abbreviations, because there's an abbreviation within acronym, sorry, within the acronym.
Yeah, I won't be doing that.
So it's actually Talil's.
Talal's.
And then
show.
And then Luke was like,
"It's all coming to Talal's show." Yeah. That's what it'll
Talal's,
be.
Talil.
And then me and Luke will be cast off like a pair of soggy pants.
I can't wait. Let's move on to
I've
our...
put Talal's show into YouTube. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, oh, I know.
This is serious.
I've never seen someone hide a toilet cam in their own toilet.
Oh, it's time. Oh, what, Ria?
Why hide it if it's your toilet? You know it's there. It's really weird. Every time he approaches it, he walks into the room and then plays a game of, like, peekaboo over the bowl with the toilet.
Yeah, I've seen it live. It's stunningly
weird. Was that you in the background wrapped in the plastic sheet?
That's me. Yep. It wasn't my choice, but, you know.
Are you guys done?
Nope.
Are you?
Are you done?
Front to back, my friend. Front to back.
Ooh, sorry, I didn't realise we were getting edited without an ISIS bomb.
But against me, he did the noise. I could have just gone.
All right, it's time for something called Rita. That stands for Whose Round Is It Anyway?
Well, I'm just standing here talking to myself. Got no friends now. Wait a second now, someone else is talking to me. I have at least one friend. Oh no, I've got to leave. It's time for you to talk to yourself. You have no friends now. But someone else comes in, and now you two are talking to each other. You each have at least one friend. It's good to have friends.
And then it goes round in a circle till it gets to the end.
Yes, that's right. That's the longest jingle in the world. I probably won't play that again.
Yeah,
so
you will.
Say
you
goodbye
will,
to that jingle. That is Rita, whose round is it anyway, where we do scenes in the round with little monologues in between. So every player will do a monologue in character, in a location, and then another player will enter and they'll have a scene. Exit player one. Monologue player two, continue as such until it's done. And we finish with the same person who started doing a monologue. All right, we're going to get a location, courtesy of canigetter.com. I will... Someone say stop.
Nope.
Craft beer pub. That's what I've got. Oh, a lot of bars today. A lot of bars and pubs. Nice. Okay, we're in a craft beer pub. Carlene has volunteered to begin. So whenever you're ready, take it away.
So what people need to understand is the most important part of the word artisan is that like 85% of the word artist is in there. So this isn't just artisanal beer. It's artistic beer. Every pump, when I pull it, spills forth not just frothy liquor for drinking, but a barrage of my own emotions and ideas, all of which I poured into the making process. And I really wish more of my customers would understand before guzzling it back like some sort of Foster's Philistine lager that what they're drinking is my hopes and my dreams. When they get a beer belly, that's my beer baby belly they're bearing. And it means so much to me when one of you understands.
Hi, I'd like a tap water, please.
Just a tap water?
Oh. I didn't realize I had the choice. Okay, okay, so no ice, and then a slice of orange. Damn, no, I'm sorry, I got greedy. Just no ice, just, I'm sorry about the orange thing, I'm sorry.
I mean, welcome. I'm more than happy to pour you water, and I like the consideration you put into it, but I have to ask you one question.
You'd ask a question of me, even after that bullshit with the orange? God damn it, George, you're so stupid! I'm sorry. I'll just go. What should I get?
Well, I mean, if you walked into the Louvre...
Oh, you see me as a man of art, a man of culture, a man who'd make it as far as Paris? Jesus. I will have that water!
The passion and the intensity coming off you, my God, I can almost taste it across the bar. But I have to ask you again as I pour your water...
You feel compelled to talk to me? God damn it, George! This is it! Your mother was wrong, you're not a loser. You shouldn't have killed yourself.
You killed yourself?
She kept telling me to kill myself!
Oh, you haven't killed yourself.
Oh, only every day when I look in the mirror. Not have a water. And that is my last decision.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you've walked through this door. I've just brewed a new beer that you have to taste. It's called Metaphorical Death. Please. Please. Allow me to pour you a glass of it. And I say glass because only Philistines drinks true lager from pints.
Georgie, you really don't know. You don't even drink. You just wanted to get out of the house to prove your mother that you could get out of the house. Now you're stuck. Oh, George, what are you going to do now? This is the rarest of pickles.
Please. You don't have to drink it.
Wait, you'd pour me a glass? Of your finest ale, and just leave it on the bar, and then it could just be between us?
It's just day after day, this bar is filled with Philistines.
clients who don't understand the artistry that goes into what I make. There are so many ways to experience beer rather than simply pouring it past one's teeth and over one's tongue. Look out, stomach, here it comes. How you choose to experience the art I make is completely up to you as the consumer.
So these Philistines could be my friends, right? Right? No, you're right, you're right. Who would want to hang out with old George? Just some...
You're asking...
I should kill myself, you're right! I should kill myself! You're just like my mother.
This is too much for me. I must go down to the cellar and be with my barrel babies of beer. Excuse me. Ding, 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 ding.
She had babies? Well, George could never have babies. Not with these blanks I'm shooting. I'll never forget the look on the doctor's face when he handed back my fertility clinic results. The look of disappointment in my mother's eyes. Yeah, you should have got tested. I told you, George. There'll be no more of you and your rotten family. Well, she was right. And so here I am. In a bar with an empty glass and no water in it. And an empty pair of testicles. Oh, George.
Yeah, yeah, my shitty younger brother's over there. I'm just going to go say hello. All right, man. I'll be back in a bit. Hey, Georgie, what are you doing out of the house?
No, I've been rumbled.
I don't expect such audacity from you, mate. Grown a pair? Gentle tap on the balls.
There's no such thing as a gentle tap on these sensitive little...
man up!
I find that phrase so offensive. I couldn't be any more of a man. Every man should be in a constant state of existential dread after what they've done to the world.
What are you on about, mate? Filled with self-pity, loathing. Look, man, nothing's your fault, all right? You exist.
That's what you said to the judge, and you still went down for 7 years.
Yeah? And look at me now. I drive a Mazda. I've got a regular employment. I'm banging 3 birds a week. Where are you, huh? Curled up in your room, still at home, by the way. No wonder Mum's so fucking pissed off of you. The fuck are you going to make a fucking man of yourself, make her proud, huh?
You're right, she's happier with her oldest son who has sex 3 times a week with actual chickens than her son, George.
3 girls a week.
Oh, they're girl chickens? Oh, that's fine. That makes it much better.
No, my point being that it's not just 3 times the sex. It's 3 times girls, but more than
one. But the actual chickens that you're having sex with, and that's so manly. I'm so impressed with you. How do you pull that off?
Look, mate, when you got to impress, look, you got to impress boys, yeah? You're hanging out with men around you. You got to impress them. You got to be willing to fuck anything, pal.
All right.
Yeah?
I want to fuck this glass of water. That's it. You can take a little bit of old George, can't you? Oh shit, I broke the glass!
Fucking hell, he's passed out again. Little drop of blood. He's out. You know, it's a heavy burden having a younger brother. People don't appreciate it, you know. Whether I like it or not, he represents me. It's lucky for me he doesn't get out of the house much, you know, because then... You know, he'd be doing more representing, but the way it is, it's enough already. Every time he leaves the house, it's an embarrassment. Look at him on the floor there, squirming with his dick covered in blood. Fucking hell, better call him an ambulance.
I think I came.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, ambulance, please. Yeah, Kennington. Yeah. Yeah, the fox in hand. No, not the fox in hand, the fox in hand. Like the thing that hunts the foxes. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, he's bleeding by the dick. You better get it sharpish. All right, cheers.
Yeah, what happened to your brother? I don't understand. Why is his Why is his knob all cut up and his... what's that?
It's glass.
Glass?
Yeah.
What's he tried to do? Fuck a pint of water?
You got it.
Daft bastard.
I know, innit? It was stupid twat.
Who the bloody hell... What, have you ever done that?
Well, yeah, of course, but I never broke the thing.
I mean, even no. Yeah. Never broke it.
You know me, I'll fuck anything.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I remember you doing, yes, there's chickens as well that you're doing at the moment. Yeah. They're nice.
And that's making its rounds. Everyone's finding out about that. Oi, quit.
That's what they're saying to you, little chicken.
And what about you, though?
Oh, with that, me?
Yeah, with that vegetable patch.
Yes.
Yeah.
The allotment every weekend.
Planting seeds.
Oh, bloody hell, am I ever.
Yeah.
You dig it all, you know.
You fuck go, it.
You do, yes. Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's good being a man, isn't it?
It's great being a man, yes.
Just do whatever the fuck
we want.
Yeah.
And then nobody tell us, that, you know, we can't do nothing. Well,
they try.
Oh, they do try and tell me that, but they don't bloody do
but
nothing.
But you know, Pepe the Frog's got our back, man.
He does, yes. Yeah. Who?
Oh, that little frog geezer. You know the one that was laughing when Obama said that he started crying about the guns, and he started crying, and then the frog pops up and goes, ah, ah, ah. That was that guy. That's Pepe.
That's Pepe.
Yeah, yeah. He represents us, man.
Oh. I was calling him something else.
What were you calling him?
Pepe. I think I might have... You don't think I've hurt his feelings, do you? You don't think I've hurt Pepe's feelings?
He's fictional, but have you been, like, tweeting out Pepe the Frog?
I've been tweeting Pepe.
Oh.
I've been tweeting him and he's been replying.
You daft
His replies
twat.
Have been quite cold, but... I thought he was just a bit stubborn. I've got to go on. I've got to apologise to him.
Oh, go do your tweets.
I think there's a way of getting his phone number on the phone.
Wait, what, you're going to call him?
I might give him a ring.
He's fictional. I've already told you that.
Shush.
Okay.
Shush.
I'm sure there's a guy.
I'm going to go over
him.
Here. Right. Okay. Where is it? There's a number here. Beep 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 beep. Hello? Is that Pip Beep? Oh bugger! Beep beep. No! Oh, God.
Click.
Damn. That was my one chance to impress a fictional character, and it's gone wrong again. It's like when I tried to impress Luke Skywalker, and he just called me a tosser. Ah, why? Why are there no fictional characters like me? Maybe I should try the Downton Abbey lot. They seem quite down to earth. Or maybe that Randy Gardner from Lady Chatterley's Lover. I'm pretty sure he's fucked an allotment as well in his time. Well, anyway, that's enough from my point of view. I don't really...
Gerald!
What?
Gerald!
Oh, God, why are you here?
Gerald, what do you mean, why am I here? My client, she owns this pub. I'm coming here, you know, I'm going to sell her beer worldwide. We're going to make her famous. Oh, look at you covered in dirt from the allotment. Oh, my God, you can't just get me pregnant. You got to spread seed in the actual world of seeds as well.
Come on. I am trying my best, but unfortunately the allotment needs a lot of seeing too.
Well, Gerald, what? You see to me once and then you see the allotment more than once? What kind of a wife is, you know...
The allotment's bigger.
Excuse me? Are you calling me... Are you calling me small? Oh, Gerald, yes. This is why I love you. This is why I love you, Gerald. This is why I married you.
Yeah, compared to an allotment. Yes, you're small.
You're a good lad.
I try.
You're a good boy, aren't you, Gerald?
I try.
You like your missus, don't you?
I do. That's why I married you. And I put a ring on it. As Beyonce
you did
sang.
Put a ring on
I
it.
I put a
you
ring
did.
Right on it, yes.
Now, Gerald, where's my client? Did you go and get her?
Oh.
Did you go and get... I told you to come. What are you doing talking to these guys? I told you to go and get her.
He's my friend, and he's cut his knob up.
You were supposed to park the car and then go and get... Who? What? What's a knob? Look, what is a knob? What
that,
is this?
That thing down there, that thing. You see
oh,
that?
Oh, it's Pecker. Oh, it's Pecker. Bad. That's
yes.
bad. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Pecker.
He ain't going to be impregnating
he's
nobody
not,
with no,
no
seeds with that
not
Pecker.
With that,
no,
especially
that's
not
bad.
With those
oh.
cut up
you know what? It's really
you.
Ruining the whole thing. Can we move him somewhere? Can we sweep him
I'll
out
tell
the
you,
way?
I'll move him out of the way and I'll
little
go and find.
George, little George,
look, shush. I'll put a splint
well,
on it.
Well, little George just got littler.
I'll put a splint on it. So we've got any cocktail sticks. Never forget. Just, I'll find your client and get the thing.
Thank you, Joe. Are you going to find me a chair as well? I am quite heavily pregnant here.
Oh, bloody hell. The moon on a stick. Here. Sit on that.
Thank you, Gerald.
Bye.
My God. I don't know. You marry for a green card, you stay for the love. I don't know. I never thought I'd fall in love with him. I never actually thought I'd fall in love with him, but here I am, carrying his child. Who knew? Who knew? I mean, the guy, all he did was spend time outside, tending his vegetables. You know, when he said, can I take you to bed, I didn't think he meant a bed of lettuce, but... Oh, well, you know, it's a funny thing. Like, can you put your peck away? Oh, my God, roll over or something. Give the man some blue roll. Goodness gracious. Oh, it's tough. It's tough life, but you know, someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to make the artisans famous. And you know, and I guess that falls to me. It falls to me. Where is she anyway? My goodness, where's, you know?
Oh, Emily, I'm so sorry.
There you are.
I was down in the cellar. I didn't mean to make you wait.
Well, you know, like I got all the time in the world. The thing's about to pop out of me. I mean, we don't have time, but I got news, honey. I got news, okay? You know them teetotalers over in the U.S.? Well, they fell off the wagon. They want your product. They want your product. What are they called? You know, Amish. The Amish, right? They haven't been drinking for hundreds of years. They're dying for something good, and I told them about you, and they love the idea.
The Amish want me?
They do. They want you. They want your barrels. They want your beer babies. They already got the beer baby bellies all going there. Oh
my God, Emily, this is the challenge of every great artist. I mean, I want people to appreciate what I do. I want the kind of love that means that they would adore so much what I do. They're willing to cut off appendages to celebrate me. But I'm no Damien Hirst.
No, darling, that you are not, okay? But that's fine, okay? They're going to love you. They think you're a god. You walk in with buttons on your clothing, they'll think you're, you know, better than God. They never seen those before.
I meant Damien Hirst in a bad way, not a good way. I don't want to turn into a mass marketeer artist who hires other people to brew her beers. I want everybody to know that each glass of mine they drink has been literally made with love.
What, like that guy did to his pecker? I don't think we can sell that, if I'm honest. If they're making love to your glasses.
Oh, Emily,
and that...
Emily, I have to tell you. That baby in there, that's not your husband's. Do you remember a night 8.5 months ago when I took you down to the cellar to sample all of my new beers?
Yeah.
Emily, I knew the first time I saw you drink a glass of instant regret that you were the one to carry my new beer baby into the new millennium. Emily.
What? Excuse me? Are you saying that I'm not carrying a Gerald's child, but I'm fat? Are you calling me fat?
No, I'm telling you that you're going to give birth to my greatest ever beer.
This baby better have fingers and toes. You understand me? Not just a head. All beer got good head. I want fingers and toes.
I guarantee this baby will have the best head you've ever seen. A head 9 months worth of maturing. Fuck you, Guinness, and your 35 seconds. 9 months worth of pristine head. The most fantastic body. Your water isn't going to break, Emily, but my goodness, your hops will pop.
My goodness, I feel used.
You weren't used, my darling. Think of yourself as a glass. You are the vessel that holds my artistry. Without you, I am but a puddle on the floor of time.
Well, honey, that's all very well, but something's hurting. Something's... You know what? Gerald,
what?
I think it's time.
Oh, God.
You might not be the father, but you're still going to pay for this baby. Get me to the hospital, Gerald.
The hospital doesn't know what to do. Tilt her back 35 degrees.
Oh, God.
Tilt her back 35 degrees and pull her head backwards slightly.
Ow, my hair.
My dick's been ripped off. Are we not going to address that?
This is more important.
All right.
Screw your dick. I'm being split in half here.
Right, I'm moving you outside.
Oh, Morrison's here. Someone's got their dick chopped off.
Oh, great. Can you put it in some ice with some frozen cheese?
Sure thing, let me cart you away. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky,
squeaky,
squeaky,
squeaky, squeaky, squeaky, squeaky,
squeaky, squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
I can't believe Morrison's dared to set foot into my pub. Those scandalous mongers of generic lager. Taking away the one passionate customer I ever had. And leaving me behind with nothing but a broken, bloody glass and 2 defunct inches of flaccid penis. The woman bearing my beer baby has been taken off by her philistine of a husband, and now it's just me, alone, and a man in the corner fucking a chicken.
Syria ISIS bomb scene end.
Foster's right. Family.
Very cool. Okay, well done. Let's quickly move on to our last portion. It's something called Movies, Movies, Movies. You sing with me, can I make you a star? All right, it's time for Movies, Movies, Movies. It's a portion of the show where we take a movie, I read the synopsis of that movie, and using that information, we improvise that movie. The movie this week, because of the artisan cheeses and the artisan beers and general dining pleasure, the pub and the restaurant that my dad was talking about, the Morrisons and the allotments, we've Rhea suggested a movie called My Dinner with Andre from 1981. Yep. This movie was written by Andre Gregory and Wallace Shawn, directed by Louis Malle. I only say those names now so we can apologise for what we're about to do to your movie. My Dinner with Andre. So I'm going to read the synopsis and I'll play a bit of kind of opening music for the film. And at any point during the music, just come on in and begin the movie and just go with it. All right, guys, we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. All right, My Dinner with Andre. Two old friends meet for dinner. As one tells anecdotes detailing his experiences, the other notices their differing... That's how you pronounce that. Worldviews. Two old friends meet for dinner as one tells anecdotes detailing his experiences. The other notices their differing worldviews. Ladies and gentlemen, My Dinner with Andre.
Bonjour. Please take a seat. What can I get you to drink?
I'll have the, have a Chablis, please.
Okay, one Chablis. Anything else? Or what would you like?
Just a tap water, if that's okay.
Tap water.
Thank you, yeah.
Your menus, I'll be back in a minute. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's good to see you again, Wallace.
Yeah, Andre, it's been a long time. I've changed. You've changed.
Have I?
What you been doing?
You know, not the same, I guess. It's just, look, I haven't heard from you in a long time. And all of a sudden we're having dinner here at this, you know, I can't afford to eat here, by the way.
It's okay. I know the owner. Huh. He'll give us a deal.
All right. Well, okay.
One Chablis.
Oh, thank you.
And a tap water.
A very good deal.
Yep. Yeah. Would you like to order anything from the menu?
We're still looking, thank you.
I would like the bread basket. That's still free, right?
Bread basket is still free, yes. I should bring that for you. Anything for you, sir?
I'm still looking.
A napkin or something?
No, I'm all right.
Fine. Bingo, bit petty.
Yeah, it's been an odd 6 years, actually, Wallace.
Why don't you start from the beginning?
Well, that last time we met, remember?
He's a bread basket. Mm. Bye.
Remember where we were last time we met?
I do. It was dark.
Yeah, the lights were sporadic, but I could just about see you. Dancing.
That was me dancing, yes.
Mm. And,
with gay abandon.
Uh-huh.
In that...
With
subway tunnel.
Gabriella.
Oh, Gabriella, I forgot she was there.
You just forget her so quickly, don't you?
It was such gay abandon with which I danced.
Yeah, it was gay abandon for you. It was painful for me.
That's because you thought that I liked Gabriella. That she meant something to me. Andre, when are you going to learn?
Look, a dance is a dance, man. But it's in the eyes. I could see how she felt when you were dancing with her. And that's what broke my heart, actually. You know, it's unfair of me to blame you, but yeah, I saw how much... I never got that light from her face when I danced with her. She looked like she was doing it for my sake. With you, she was happy. And so, I went to Uzbekistan.
You went very far to forget Gabrielle. Did it work?
Was it to forget Gabriella? Or was it to remember something else?
Look, honey, what I'm saying is they sat down after us and they've already been given their bread basket.
No way! Not on my... No! That is bullshit!
Okay, no, look, darling,
excuse me, is everything okay here?
No! No!
What seems
remember
to be
your
the
blood
problem?
Pressure, James. Remember your blood pressure.
Yes, please remember your blood pressure, James.
What
is your problem?
My blood pressure?
I just heard your...
No!
What?
No.
Yes.
What are you talking about, my blood pressure?
Yeah, we.
You
we.
Ain't no doctor.
James.
I
James.
Might be. This might be my hobby.
Oh, hold up, motherfucker. Are you a doctor?
I might be. This James. Might be my
no,
hobby.
So I asked you to clarify. Are you a doctor?
I said.
I might I heard be. You. I got two great ears.
Yeah. I got two great hands that can punch you in your little face.
Oh, honey, you had to heard that. You had to heard that.
I did hear it.
Now
but it's,
what?
This is escalating.
Look,
it's escalating. It's
pair
escalating.
Of you, what would you like to drink?
We've already ordered our drinks.
I do apologize. I did not realize that. What did you order?
He's having an orange juice spritzer and I'm having a small Merlot.
So as I was in the trench and that dead body fell on top of me. That was the first time I remembered you, Wallace. And I felt that dead weight.
Mm.
And that's how I always felt to you. I felt like I was dead weight for you. You were just constantly dragging me around.
Excuse me, have you finished with your bread basket now?
Can I please get some more butter?
Absolutely. Have you decided
I'm still looking
to eat menu-wise? No? Okay.
Could you perhaps serve the couple to our left? They're being rather loud.
They are quite loud, yes. I would. I'm bringing them their drink now. There's orange spritzer and a Merlot. Was it with Merlot? Correct. Was
so,
it?
So they blamed you for the death.
I apologize for the noise at the other table. I do apologize.
It's okay.
So they blamed you for the death of the finance minister of Uzbekistan when he fell upon you in the trench.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but like the man who bought you your bread basket. Did he have, like, a PhD or, like, a medical qualification, or did he in any way drop hints about him being a doctor?
He's very... gynecologist! A practicing gynecologist!
Sir, to be fair, I believe the bread comes free with the table.
That's unrelated to whether or not
he's
very, is or not a
doctor. He's very persistent, and he interrupted us a bunch,
but I
didn't notice...
Oh, I didn't ask for a review.
I didn't notice
If anything, he acts more like a surgeon.
Look, are you ready to order your food now? Or?
Honey, we might be being served by a surgeon.
Oh, my God.
As he places the bread basket on the table, he can see that the cuts on the bread are done so finely with such detail. And he places it and he's not happy with how it's placed and he readjusts it. And
This bread is tiny. You've cut it too thin.
It's what I call precise slicing. Slicing.
Why are these two pieces stitched together?
I like to stitch things together. Yes.
There's a Rolex in this baguette.
Yes. Yes, there is. It is a prize.
What?
So when I got out of the prison, I decided to keep moving. Carried on east.
It's good for the circulation, isn't it?
I was finding something, but I hadn't quite found myself, you know? And then in northern India...
Have you decided what you would like to eat yet, sir? You've had the menu for quite some time now.
I love the soup of the day, please. Start.
The soup du jour.
Yeah.
Could we get more bread with that?
Absolutely. Yes, of course. How hot do you like your soup? Room temperature or ice cold or boiling?
Chef,
hot?
There's an emergency delivery from Morrison's. We need you in the OR stat.
Oh.
Quick!
Excuse me, I am needed on my beeper. One sec, I'll be right
Thank
back.
Thank God. And in the jungle there, I was sharing a cave with three lemurs.
Mm. Mm.
And I would run out, and one of them had been bitten on the leg by a panther.
Boom, so boom, 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 boom. We need 4 cc's of zucchini! 4 cc's of zucchini, stat! You gotta make it! You have to!
They made substitutions on the order!
That zucchini has jizz on it!
This is not mine!
But what about you, Wallace? I've been gabbering on for hours here.
We are losing it! We're losing the meal!
Come on! You're the best chef slash surgeon that London's ever seen! You can do it!
Give me space.
This is...
Ladle!
Sorry, you guys eating... Was there, like, jizz on your zucchini? Or was that just our zucchini? Because, like, that was not on our...
That Morrison's... he gets it from the local allotments, all this veg there.
It's a special cheese.
You can pick one of those.
Here is your bread roll. Here is your soup of the day. You didn't specify how hot you wanted it.
No, because he shouldn't have to specify.
It's gazpacho.
So I warmed it up.
It comes in one.
You gave me warm gazpacho.
Up though. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I'm a very good surgeon. Oh, let my secret out. I'm a very good surgeon, but I'm not a particularly good waiter or chef. It's not my job, really. I'm a surgeon. I don't work here.
James, what do you mean the cheese on your meal tastes like a desperate 28-year-old woman? How would you know what a desperate 28-year-old woman tastes like?
I haven't always... So is this amusing to you, table number five?
We're telling a very emotional story.
And I found it hilarious. She's amazing.
I picked this restaurant for the ambiance.
As I say, I don't work here. I'm just a guest on another table, but I like to get involved.
It's like we're in an episode of Faking It.
You
know what?
What?
Just take a seat with us for a moment.
Okay.
Please join us.
You have...
You could ease the tension.
Woohoo! Okay, comfy seat. I haven't sat down all day.
Have you ever had a friend who felt like they were doing more for you than you were for them?
No. No, I do everything.
Have you ever had to marry a woman who was in love with your best friend because he went off to Uzbekistan and left her alone?
She loved me?
And horny.
She loved me?
Maybe I did.
No, shut up for a second. She loved me?
She wasn't dancing for me in that subway tunnel, Andre. I'm gay.
What?
What? Sorry, it's not really...
Congratulations.
To eavesdrop, but if you're a gay woman, could you just taste his dinner for me? And does it really taste like a desperate 28-year-old woman?
Oh, yes. If it doesn't, you should send it back. That is what the cheese is.
Oh. My ignorance has been exposed. This isn't Syria.
Are those cheese strings in your bag?
You just took so long to serve us.
But
we have a full 7-course meal in our bags, just in case. We've heard the reviews.
Well, that is... if I worked here, I'd be really unimpressed.
Since when were you a woman, Wallace?
Well, this is where I've been all this time. Gabrielle married me. She was very supportive of my decision to look more like her in my hope that you might transfer your affections from her to me. Knowing how much you loved her and how far you went to forget her.
Oh my God, you've shaken my world.
Do you mind if I have one of the bread?
Please.
Take the bread. Gabriella loves me! Does she still love me? Where is she now?
Well, this is what's complicated. Once I changed to a woman from the man that I was that she married to replace the man that she loved... That went to Uzbekistan. It turns out she's bi. We're quite happy.
In your soup. Sorry.
You're still together.
We've adopted two children. We had to use a sperm donor. I tried to write. We didn't know where you were.
It's quite good bread.
Where do you get the sperm from?
Well, there's a little courgette farm that weirdly does it on the side.
The one in West Sussex.
Yes,
I know the one.
Thank you. Their main customer is Morrison's.
Well,
but
it does taste like a 28-year-old desperate woman.
But can we go see Gabriella?
You are more than welcome in our household as the surrogate father of the children you never fathered.
At their house. Oh, I'm nervous. Wallace, are you sure this is going to be okay?
We see they're all wearing masks with eye holes.
It will be fine. She loves that cheese. Lead with it.
Outside is a Morrison's van full of FBI agents.
Okay, I hear her coming downstairs, Wallace. Wallace, I'm... Gabriella. She's taking a long time. Wallace, how many floors have you got in this house?
Well, we built upwards when we couldn't build outwards.
Ground floor, please.
You've got thin walls. Thin ceilings.
It's a small lift.
Gabriella!
Wait, I forgot my keys.
Quite a selection of cheeses.
Like I said, she loves...
It's quite a selection of cheeses! That's our go word! Go, boys! Go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go!
That's the end of the little
show. Da, 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 da. Do. Well done. Wow. Okay, a fucking A.
Nothing says quality improv like a good quality march. Come on, Sousa. Ride of the Valkyries in, Sousa on the way out. This is classy.
We've had a fun
time. I'm dying to know what Gabrielle sounded like now.
Gabriella was a mystery and she'll always
she
remain
will be. Will
that
she,
way.
Will she? My beautiful mute of a wife.
So thank you very much for coming, everybody. This is the time now to announce any plugs, anything you'd like to share with people. Ria, where can people find you online? You plugged your album, of course.
Yes, that's on Spotify. And I'm on Rialina.com and Facebook and Twitter and all the rest. But if you search Rialina, I come up.
All right, Rialina.
On
thank
like
you.
Page 10.
Thank you for joining us. You've been a joy. Carlene, Shem, C3-something, individual plugs, whatever you like.
C3-something, you can find us every single Sunday at the Horse and Stables at 6 p.m. doing the drop-in. We have a number of other shows around London, all of which are on the website, C3-something.com. We're also C3-something on Twitter and Facebook. We have classes every Tuesday and guest teachers visiting all the time, so please check that out. And if you want to follow Shem or I individually, he's at Each One Teach One, and I'm at She Be Carlene.
If you want to like get better at improv, just find me. I'm just walking around the streets of London being fucking dope, so like I'll coach your improv team or coach you or just show you how to do it properly. It's an untaken up offer.
He's looking just at still, me as he says that.
Just
as well.
Still waiting. Just hitherto, still waiting.
Hitherto.
Come on, guys.
Let's see what
come
the future
on, guys.
Holds. Yes, come on,
get
guys.
Get some hard notes.
Now they get our stamp of approval. Heavily recommend anything C3-something has to offer. And this has been fun. It's been a good show. And all new guests today. No,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no repeat
no, no
customers.
Repeaters. Yeah, so, it's nice.
Yeah, 2017's going to be good, Al.
I think it will be, yeah.
Anything you want to say?
Follow Numskull Island. Listen to Numskull Island podcast. It's my other thing I do. And yeah, that's about it, really.
It's great.
And,
check out Numskull.
Go Trump!
USA! USA!
Oh, we're going to make that place great. It's going to be great again.
All I'm saying is that we were in the USA before they were, and they've been given power over us.
I want to just tell you to check out our Patreon. We're really going to push it hard very soon, but go to patreon.com, search for The Lil Show, and support us. It costs $1. It's an American, but it's $1 an episode is the minimum sign up. And if you like the show and can afford it, it would mean a lot. If not, keep enjoying. We love doing it anyway.
Let's make The Lil Show great again.
Yeah, let's do that. And take care. Please enjoy cheeses, experiment with food. There's nothing to be scared of, you know? It's not, unless it's a puffer fish from Japan, it's not going to kill you. Try stuff, try new stuff. And if you don't like it, at least you know.
Yeah, try allotments.
And
try glasses of water.
Grow your own, yeah.
Try, you know.
And other than that, let's
try it, man.
Just take care of yourselves. Lil Show out. Peace. We want to literally smack a crowbar up your stupid head. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's quite apparent. Your grammar's errant. Your incoherent fire blog voice. It's really fantastic. That was sarcastic. Fetch your brain like a spastic. I hate these word crowds. Your pose is dopey. You're listening to K2K Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.